is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it here on a Monday. It's fun to watch the spin on what's going on with the Comey interview. I mean, here you have two partisans. Two people that hate Donald Trump, you know, talking back and forth about Donald Trump and, you know, the things that are wrong with him. That being George Stephanopoulos and James Comey, of course, on ABC News last night, the much-hyped interview, the first interview. Stephanopoulos, of course, a member of Bill Clinton's inner circle, probably still is, actually, because once you reach that point, it's not like it goes away. CNN calling it Comey's deliberative, forensic manner contrasted to the emotional, angry tirades in which his nemesis, Trump, prefers to communicate, was on display in another extraordinary day in the melodrama of the current presidency. Actually, it was none of those things. You know, James Comey is out on a book tour. That's all this is about. A Higher Loyalty, he calls his book. A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. Well, a higher loyalty, James Comey has no higher loyalty than to himself. James Comey tries to portray himself as the last honest man in Washington, the tallest Boy Scout, and instead he's sanctimonious and self-serving. I mean, that's what it is. It's a book tour. He's trying to sell books. But I want to give you a few clips of what went on ABC News with George Stephanopoulos last night. First, he called the president morally not emotionally unfit, not physically unfit, not intellectually unfit, not that he has a failure to grasp the job. But it's about, you know, how he treats women, apparently, that makes him morally unfit to be president of the United States. Go.
You're right that President Trump is unethical, untethered to the truth. Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes, but not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy the stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president. A person who sees moral equivalence in Charlottesville, who talks about and treats women like they're pieces of meat, who lies constantly about matters big and small and insists the American people believe it, that person's not fit to be president of the United States on moral grounds. And that's not a policy statement. Again, I don't care what your views are on guns or immigration or taxes. There's something more important than that that should unite all of us, and that is our president must embody respect and adhere to the values that are at the core of this country, the most important being truth. This president is not able
to do
that.
Stop. Enough of this sanctimonious. He is a sanctimonious, self-serving, and may I say it, slimeball. This is a guy who leaked information, government documents, probably a crime, could get prosecuted for his own self-serving interest. Here's a guy appearing on an alleged news interview with another guy who's a self-serving Democratic operative, both who hate the president, working to destroy him. You know, it's self-serving nonsense. It's sanctimonious. I don't like it. And I'm glad that James Comey is gone. James Comey didn't investigate Hillary Clinton. James Comey didn't investigate Andrew McCabe, even after McCabe told him that his wife had gotten $700,000 from a Clinton-connected operative. James Comey did nothing when he found out in October of 2016 that McCabe had leaked sensitive information to the Wall Street Journal just to, you know, for his own self-interest, did McCabe. Comey didn't investigate that. Comey didn't investigate the fact that the Clinton campaign and the DNC created a 35-page salacious document, the Steele dossier, to smear the other side and used it as the basis to get wiretaps into the Trump Tower. He did none of those things. He didn't investigate any of those things. James Comey's a sanctimonious weasel. When it comes to the Clinton email scandal, just listen to how this just doesn't sound right. It doesn't have a good smell to it. Bite two, go.
You did know from the start that this case was going to be trouble.
Yeah, I knew this was a no-win situation. One half of the partisan divide is going to be angry at us no matter what we do. The deputy director looked at me and said, you know you're totally screwed, right? And I smiled and I said, yep, nobody gets out alive. And this may sound strange, that's kind of freeing.
No freeing. No one here gets out alive. And, you know, I'm the greatest Boy Scout. And so what? You know, James Comey is out there to sell this book, and that's all this is about. He has no credibility with honest people. And the same would be true. I mean, you look at a John Brennan, a James Comey, a James Clapper, all of these folks, they've destroyed their own credibility time and again. They have destroyed their own credibility by their very behavior. And it's not going to be rehabilitated easily at any time. And then ask the question about does Russia have the dirt on Donald Trump? The fact is, he doesn't have anything more to add. He has testified in front of Congress on more than one occasion that there is no evidence of collusion. There's still no evidence of collusion, but he wants to dangle that possibility out there for those that are starry-eyed and hoping that it's still possible. Here, listen to this. Part three, go.
Do you think people tied to President Trump colluded with the Russians?
I don't know, is the honest answer. And that was what we were trying to investigate at the time. Was anyone aiding the Russians, conspiring with the Russians? There's no doubt there was smoke around that. Whether there's fire, I didn't stay long enough to know.
Do you think the Russians have something on Donald Trump?
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
That's stunning.
It's not stunning. What's stunning is that anybody gave credibility to this interview. What's stunning is that CNN and others are like, look at James Comey. He's the tallest Boy Scout. The same people that destroyed Comey said he should resign, said that what he did in October of 2016 was reprehensible and so on and so forth. Just go back and look at the things that CNN and all of these people said about him in 2016. And now they're like, well, this guy's the most honest guy. Well, if he's the most honest guy ever, then why are you bellyaching about what he did in October of 2016? Is he disingenuous or are you? Huh? Is it him that's disingenuous or is it you that would go sideways in October of 16 to say, oh, this is the worst thing ever and he should be reprimanded and fired. And when he is fired, oh, my God, that's terrible that this has happened. And now he's the greatest Boy Scout ever. Please. Some honesty would be nice in the conversation. We can have a conversation back and forth, but be honest, because what you're doing there is intellectually dishonest. Period. Our local animal shelters need your support, by the way. AmeriGas hosting a statewide pet supply drive right now. Simply donate pet food or money to make a difference until the end of the month, April 30th, at your local AmeriGas location, and you'll get a free gift. For most of you, that means a free fill on your 20-pound tank for summer. You can get a good start on grilling and just in time for Earth Day, I might add. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Lend-A-Paw link right there. It's a big dog. You'll see it right on the right side of the homepage from AmeriGas to find out more, and you can help. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. More after this.